Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn, and we're happy to bring on Jerome Berube, QMJHL scout for HockeyProspect.com. Thanks for coming on the show, Jerome. We always appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
No, absolutely. So we're going to talk about the last three or four players that are going to represent their respective leagues at the CHL Top Prospects game. And Jerome, one of the guys I want to get your thoughts on, because I got to see him play a lot at the World Junior Championships, and that's Timo Meier, who plays for the Halifax Mooseheads and represented Switzerland. What are your thoughts on his game and what he could, you know, potentially do in event, you know, essentially a one-game all-star? Because this is a kid, to me, who has some grit in his game. He's willing to go to the net and bang some bodies, and those guys who are willing to push the envelope sometimes sort of rise above the other players at this tournament.
Yeah, you just said it. He's a big kid, and he loves to play physical. So, you know, in a one game prospecting like this, you know, I hope to see from Timo that is what I saw from the past year and a half from him. He's a guy who can bring a lot of energy. And, you know, get physical on the forecheck, you know, crushing it. And, you know, he's a player who has improved a lot from last year. And Shane, you saw him in Toronto at the World Junior. I think he's a bit going under the radar under some people. You know, he's played with Nikolai Ehlers in Halifax. And, you know, he's putting a lot of points on the board, but I don't know if he's getting like the credit he deserves, you know, in the hockey circle.
Yeah, I like his hands, Shane. He's got great hands. Has the energy, has the skill, can really play that give and go, fast, fluid shot, and another guy who's deadly on the power play.
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that will play the ugly game below the circles and go get the puck, and can cycle the puck and make some plays off that cycle game, and will drive to the net and force a D-man to cover him, and does a good job of screening the goalie. So I think he's one of those guys, because he plays with that energy and can play a nasty game. He can create some time and space for more talented players around him at the top prospect game, and I think that's going to help him get noticed. And I think some people may, you know, not give him the credit because he's playing with Ehlers, and Ehlers can put up some great points that he's sort of riding shotgun. But I think what he did at the World Juniors shows that, you know, he can play, you know, and take and be a top end guy. I think at the NHL level, he ended up being a third line guy, but as a guy that I seriously want to watch going into the draft. You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn and Jerome Berube, scout for HockeyProspect.com and the QMJHL. And Jerome, I want to ask you about a couple of the Roys, but I'm going to talk about Nicholas first. What's your impression of him? Because he's a guy that I think, because he plays in the Q, there's not as much media out there, so those guys sometimes get flown under the radar and don't get the type of press that perhaps they deserve and attention that they deserve. What's your impression of what Nicholas could bring to this game? Because he's a very highly skilled player that plays for Chicoutimi.
Yeah. Nicholas started the season pretty, you know, slowly. First 3 months of the year, I was really, I was not worried, because I've seen him play since he was 14, but you know, he had a slow start, and he's finally picking it up. Like in December, he had a great month, and you know, starting to play like he can. You know, in a one game situation again, you have to play. You know, you have a guy like Nicholas has to, you know, his number one attribute, I think, is his vision. He sees the eyes very well. So depending on what type of teammate he gets, I think he's a player that can make player around him better. And if he gets like a real goal, real shooters with him, he can really set them up pretty well. So we'll see what kind of a type of linemate he gets. You know, it's not been the best season so far for him, but, you know, he's starting to, get better now. Screens has got a new coach. Looks like Nicholas is playing much better with the new coach. He can play center. He also can play wing, but I prefer him down the middle. 6 foot 4 frame. 6 foot 4 frame down the middle. It's team. So we'll see what he can do at the top prospect game.
Yeah, Shane, he's a guy who can get in the crease. He can control the play. Very shifty skater. He's strong, and he's really good along the walls.
And he's one of those players, Russ, where and Jerome can attest to this as well, where I seen him play, last year, and obviously, he had a really good showing at the Ivan Hlinka tournament. He had, opportunities at other international tournaments under 17s. He had 9 points in 6 games. He had 5 points in 5 games at the Hlinka tournament. So when he's playing with other skilled players, he can play at that skill set and that pace. I just think that how the team is structured in Chicoutimi, obviously with a coaching change, didn't get off to the start that obviously he would want to, 28 points in 40 games. So I think that's been kind of a concern with some scouts. But I think, like other players in this game, he's a guy who I think his game translates more well to a pro game than perhaps at a junior game. And when he's playing with other players that are better, I think, his game starts to blossom a little bit more. I mean, look, I agree with Jerome. When you're 6'4", and you're over 200 pounds, you play in the middle, even if he projects into a third-line center, a guy who has some offensive skill and has some hockey sense, that's a valuable asset, especially because he also shoots right-handed. So if he can win draws on the right-handed side, that's a valuable asset as well. So I'm really curious to see what Nicholas Waugh does at this game. It's an opportunity for him to sort of reignite his season. It's just a do-over. Whatever happened in the beginning, before Christmas has already happened. It's an opportunity for him to play and excel down the stretch run and into the playoffs. And maybe this game is a catalyst for him. What are your thoughts on that, Jerome?
Yeah, what happened in the last 3 months? You cannot do anything about it. Watching him in December, he really started playing the way I saw him play last year, and also a midget, start using his size more and just getting, his confidence back. Confidence is such a key in any hockey player's success. He didn't put any points on the board, but he was not playing terribly bad either. The result was not there. And as soon as he starts scoring, you see his confidence grew. And now, it's a new season. It's January. What he did in October, September, November, it doesn't matter anymore. And, having a big game at the top prospect game will be huge for him. As, not only for his confidence, but also his confidence, but also for the rest of the season. Chicoutimi are one of the bottom teams in the league. So, they're battling for a playoff spot right now. So, it will just be good for him to have a big showing at the top prospect game.
Well, we have about 2.5 minutes in the show, so let's quickly talk about Jeremy Waugh, defenseman for Sherbrooke, who has 38 points in 36 games. You're I think sometimes an underrated two-way defenseman who doesn't get the accolades perhaps he deserves, and is a right-handed shot at 6 foot, about 190 pounds. What are your thoughts on his overall game, Jerome, and what he could potentially do at the top prospects game?
I think he's a guy who really show off, his offensive skill. You talk about his defense. I don't think his defense is bad or anything like that. But in a one game showing like this, I think you want to see him really show off his offensive skill. He's got a great first pass from his own zone. He doesn't ever get in trouble in his own zone. Power play is a guy who can really take over a game. I've seen it many times so far in the queue with him. Not many players in the queue can take over a game like he does. He's a smart player, and he can really, like you said, his stats are, he's leading the league. All defensemen in scoring this so far this year. I'm a big fan of him. I've been since, you know, basically 3-4 years now, and you know, he's showing his you know, his great talent so far this year.
A lot of tools there, Shane.
Yeah, no. Look, when you have when you can put up a point a game, it doesn't matter if you're in the Q, the dub, or the O as a defenseman. That clearly shows that you have the ability to make great first passes, to hit forwards, cutting into the neutral zone at speed, to be able to like quarterback a power play and be able to walk the line. You know, and these are the type of defensemen that the NHL is, you know, seriously going after. And he's a guy that I think in this type of game, because of the highly skilled forwards, if he can get them the puck on the rush, you know, he's going to open up some eyes in terms of what his ability to do in the passing game is. He can retrieve and pick up the puck fast, look up the ice, and move that puck quickly. And he's going to be, I think, an intriguing player at this top prospect game to watch. And I'm looking forward to seeing if he can sort of exploit that offensive ability, especially on the power play when, you know, you get with some really highly skilled players. And, you know, Jeremy Waugh has, like, the hockey sense and the puck skills to really move that puck and quarterback the power play and be a dangerous player for them. So I'm really curious to see how he does at that. I want to thank all our guests and Alex Stewart, Western Scout for HockeyProspect.com. Of course, Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. And Jerome Brube, thank you very much for coming on our show. Q Scout for HockeyProspect.com. This is another edition of Hockey Prospect Radio. For Russ Cohn, I'm Shane Malloy. And we will definitely see you at the rink.